In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Amen. A wolf only wants one thing from a lamb, and that's a meal. It doesn't matter one lick to a hungry wolf if a lamb is cute, or endearing, or funny, or winsome. A wolf only wants one thing from that lamb, to eat its flesh and drink its blood. You could try whatever you wanted. Dress that lamb up in a Hawaiian shirt. Dress a lamb in an Armani suit. Dress a lamb in an alb and stole. And the only thing the wolf might do is howl with laughter right before it sinks its teeth into that lamb's jugular. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves, Jesus says. He says that to the 72. Not exactly a pleasant way of describing the ministry, is it? Oh, goody, Lord, you are sending us out as lambs amongst wolves? Wonderful. Not exactly a motto that a seminary would choose to entice new students. Enroll now at Concordia Theological Seminary, where we fatten you like lambs until call day, then send you to the wolves for slaughter. Not a flattering way of describing the mission field or the church either. But it isn't my description. This is our Lord's description. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. I send you out to be devoured. So take no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals. They won't help you against the wolves anyway. In fact, the only thing they might do is give the wolves a bit of indigestion. And that's not why I'm sending you. Behold, I am sending you as dinner, as food for the hungry, as sustenance for sinners, as life for the ravenous wolves. This is the office of the holy ministry, the office of the shepherd, but it is also the office of the Lamb. Christ Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And so the Lamb sends the 72 out as lambs in the midst of wolves. He is the Lamb, and he calls these men to be as lambs. He is the Good Shepherd, and he calls these men to be as shepherds. He is the laborer, and he calls these men to be as laborers in his harvest. The office and the orders belong to him. Peace be to this house, the 72 are to preach. The kingdom of God has come near you, they are to proclaim. They heal the sick. They warn the wicked, they comfort the afflicted, and afflict the comfortable. The peace they preach is the shalom that flows from the body of the pierced one. The kingdom they proclaim is revealed when the king is crowned with thorns. The 72 are sent by Jesus. He who hears these men hears Jesus. He who receives these men receives Jesus. The Lamb of God hides himself in the ministry of those whom he sends out as lambs into the midst of wolves. He who rejects these men rejects the merciful Lord Jesus and the one who has sent him. Pity that starving soul who will not feed on the mercy of God. The Lamb of God slain that sinners might feast on him. The Lamb of God slain for the life of the wolves. The office and the orders belong to the Lord. To this very day, he continues to call men into his office, and he continues to give men his orders. Ordination, we call it. These men are called and ordained servants of the Lord. The Lord sends them, so they stand in his stead and by his command. Their mission is as difficult as it is simple. Their mission is to be devoured. They are to preach the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world so that sinners may devour these words of life and live. They are to give the body and blood of the Lamb into the mouths of hungry wolves for the forgiveness of their sins. Our Lord has called and ordained that man sitting right over there. The Lord has ordered him and charged him, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. So this morning, we gathered around him like a pack of wolves, and he fed us with the words of eternal life. He absolved us. He gave to us the very Lamb of God, a lamb given for ravenous sinners, so that we might devour and feast on the mercy and grace of God. Pity the wolf, so sick with starvation that he no longer hungers to eat. Pity the man who does not hunger for the absolution. He turns his ears against Jesus and the God who sent him. Pity, and as Jesus says, woe. For what more can be done for a man if he turns his nose at God's grace? What more can be done for a wolf that turns his nose at this free meal? The Lamb of God is slain for the life of the wolves. His life is all that you need. He is the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God, the love of God, all for you. Unless, of course, you're still pretending that you're no wolf. Now, you might fool Little Red Riding Hood, but you're not fooling anyone else. My, what big ears you have. The better to hear gossip with, my dear. My, what big eyes you have. The better to lust with, my dear. My, what big teeth you have. The better to chew you out with, my dear. And chew and devour we do. With an insatiable appetite for sin. We feed on the dead carcass of sin and only draw one day closer to our own death. But if the Canaanite woman can admit that she is as a dog, begging for the crumbs that fell from her master's table, can we not admit that we are as wolves, and as wolves, beg to be fed from the Lamb at our Master's table? He says himself, his body is true food, his blood is true drink. We feast on him, we live from his life. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you, our Lord says. But whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The eyes of all look to Jesus, and he gives them their food at the proper time. The eyes of sinners look to him. The eyes of wolves look to him, and he gives us himself. He satisfies our desires with the forgiveness of our sins. In this way, our Lord makes sinners holy as he is holy. He makes mortals immortal as he is immortal. And he makes wolves into lambs as he is the Lamb of God, slain for you. In his name, amen.